It's Wednesday, February 24th, and you're tuned in to the Chanaby Podcast. I'm Vince.
Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. We've got a compact episode for you.
Do we?
I think so.
Dude, our last like couple weeks have been pretty long. I don't know if it's compact.
So we are compacting it down.
We're trying.
Yes, we're doing it. We're squashing that into a small thing. Paul Chi writes in with a question that you want. What are some things that you know enough about in your personal life that when you see it portrayed on screen, you subconsciously judge their portrayal? I'll go first.
Robots.
Cars. And I can be very specific. I can forgive a lot of like, it's for Hollywood or mm-hmm. it's for the screen. It's drifting.
Okay.
Drifting does not make you go faster. It is the slowest method of using a car.
What are you talking about?
Going sideways around a corner does not make you go fast. No, it would, Formula One cars would be built to drift, but they are not. That's the one thing they can't do.
So you're telling me that Formula One cars are built to go slow?
They're built to go be the fastest racing vehicles on the planet.
Damn, I didn't realize they were slower than possible.
And it is so... But the one thing that probably pisses me off more is when I see a car drift that I know in real life, it can't actually do.
Like it's a front wheel or something?
No. You know what car every fucking weeb loves?
What?
Nissan Skyline, GTR,
hell
R34.
Yeah. Hell
that
yeah.
Car can't drift.
What are you talking about?
That car cannot drift.
What are you talking about?
It has a four-wheel drive system. Specifically, that when the back kicks out, the front engages so that it stops drifting.
Listen, I'm going to Google.
It's called the Atessa ETS four-wheel drive
Nissan
system.
Nissan 34 GTR.
It cannot drift. Drifting. And every time you see it in Fast and the Furious, they don't actually use the GTR. They use the ER34, which is the rear wheel drive version only.
But it's drifting. Like, I just was on YouTube.
What are you talking about? That's a modded R34.
Well, he's drifting.
That's
he's
a drifting modded R34.
But he's drifting in the R34.
Dude, that's modded. What are you talking about? That ain't a stock car. That really annoys me. Even the new GTRs, when I see them drifted, I'm like, listen, this car can't fucking drift. Like, okay, listen, that's not entirely true. You can four-wheel drift, but how can I put it?
It's not optimal.
It's not... It doesn't capture the spirit of drifting, if you get my drift.
I'm going home. I'm going home. Cancel the hosting server. I'm out of here. This is one nerd in a basement now. God damn it.
What, you didn't like that one?
It's too good.
I thought you would appreciate it.
I was just disappointed in myself that I didn't see it coming immediately.
Come on, I've been saying drift the whole time.
That didn't slide into my purview.
No, it didn't. No. It's okay. It's because you weren't looking sideways.
Damn.
Yeah, that's one of my things.
One of them is like obviously gaming.
What about gaming?
Like when anybody plays a video game in a movie.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh man, look, they're playing like Tomb Raider and then they're playing it on GameCube controllers or some shit.
Wait, that bugs you when they're not using the right peripherals for the right system?
Or like when it's just so blatant and I think there was like one or two movies I saw. I couldn't tell you off by heart what they were, but where they'll show like the shot is like a pan up from behind a TV.
Yeah.
And like nothing is plugged in.
That's the thing that bugs me.
And like that kind of bothers me.
Interesting.
And I'm just like, just try. Just try.
Interesting.
A little bit.
Interesting.
Right? But
like the closest one for that bugs me is when I see it's two people playing and it cuts to the screen and it's a single player game.
Oh, that too, yeah.
But I think the one that's the most obvious, like I can get over like the wrong peripherals. It's when they have the controller in hand.
Yeah.
And no one fucking plays like this.
Yeah.
No one is hitting every button at simultaneously like a madman.
Yeah.
That's the one that gets on my nerves. I'm like, who? Like, have you seen someone use all four trigger buttons at the same, and all the joysticks and the face buttons?
SSX3 has something to say.
No, listen, even if you're doing Monster Hunter Claw mode, you're still restricted to, like, a couple buttons.
A couple buttons, is true.
Like, you've never seen someone using the claw, but clicking every button, so.
Unless it's like Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah, but you're still not doing it.
Yeah,
like,
you're not in rapid motion.
Yeah.
It's like the video game one kind of bothers me, but like I don't know if there's anything else that I know a lot of that movies portray wrong enough for me to give a shit about.
Mm.
Mm. Like, I will say my knowledge base is very one note when it comes to that kind of stuff, or like hobby stuff that would annoy me.
Okay, how about this one? When I say, can you hack this? Yeah.
Done. But that's great. I love that. Like, that doesn't bother me. That
doesn't bother
No, me. It's hilarious. I love it.
Okay, you're
when
right.
When someone is basically like, hack the planet, bro. It's just like...
I guess seeing the actual mechanic doesn't bug me.
Yeah.
It's more that I hate when it's used as like an actual like pivotal plot point.
Yeah.
Or it's like, hack it. Done.
Well, that happens in, with Fast 8? Most recently,
yeah, with Charlize Theron.
Yeah, and then Charlize Theron, like, he's like, hey, I need you to hack this, and she's like, and he's like, this super impossible thing that I didn't know how to do, and like, yo, it's gonna take forever and whatever. Yeah, but hack faster. And then like, like in the movie, he's like, done. Yeah. It's like, what did you do? But it's so campy at this point, and I just have no faith in Hollywood to ever get that
fine,
correct.
Fine.
To where I'm like, yeah, just make it as dumb as possible.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like, as soon as someone in a movie has more than one monitor, I'm like, this guy's going to hack something. I can't wait for him to hack the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
I think that's why I love Watch Dogs 2 so much.
That's all it is.
Watch Dogs 2 is just, okay, we made this theoretical setting that the whole globe is on one single OS.
Mm.
Hack the planet. And everything in it is so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everything else, I don't know. It's just they're like, it's maybe as soon as they get into like anime fandom within movies, then it's gonna be an issue,
yeah.
Right? They're just gonna bring back weebs of the 90s and early 2000s, and they're gonna think everyone's like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I think the only other thing I can think of, like, and I don't even know how I have enough knowledge on this one, but this is more just physics based, is when you see like, I guess we'll say a physically weaker character.
Okay,
it's usually like a girl.
Yeah.
Use a big gun,
yeah,
and they get blown backwards.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's not fucking real.
Oh yeah, they're going like fucking fly.
Yeah, it's come on, like that's not real.
Actually, okay, you know what does bother me, and it's not really a hobby or whatever.
Yeah,
fucking teenagers.
Why?
The portrayal of teenagers
is always so real
in like CW dramas. They're not teenagers. They're always like 28-year-olds who are fucking jacked out of their minds. It's like, just get an actual teenager. Like, get an actual teenager to play the teenager. Just do that.
I went to high school. I would consider myself an expert.
I also went to high school.
That checks out.
Like, these fucking impossibly attractive people. Zero acne. Like, nothing wrong
with
them.
That checks out. There's like 5 or 10 of them at the top.
5 or 10 of them.
At the top of the food chain. But, and that's usually what these shows are centered around anyways.
But I'm just like, bro, like, even the nerds in those shows, I'm like, yo, you got, like, you kind of banging out here. Like, you let your hair down, take off your glasses. Like,
Checks out.
Right? And just, it's just like, just have, like, a real nerd. Just have, like, real teenagers in your fucking teenage drama show.
But then we wouldn't watch it.
That's to be fair. I don't watch it anyways, right? I guess the once in a decade I actually watch one of those movies or shows, it is, I'm just like, oh, fuck off. Oh. I think that's why I like 21 Jump Street so much.
Because
they just rip on it.
Yeah, but even those teens were still all right.
No, I would say, like, was it the fucking, who's the jacked one in that movie? What's his name?
Channing Tatum?
Yeah, Channing Tatum's nerd crew in that movie.
Oh, was it bad?
No, good.
Oh.
That's like they seemed like teenagers.
Okay.
They might be older.
So what you're saying is you want a bunch of losers.
Hell yeah. Right. I want to be accurately represented within these movies.
God.
Is what I'm saying.
I didn't realize this was the next big movement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that, listen, you Asians have been represented in movies long enough.
No. All right. Oh, no.
And it's time for white nerds to make a comeback.
Wow. You had the whole 80s. What are you talking about?
I wasn't alive.
You know Marty McFly? He's the biggest
dork. I wasn't alive.
People love that guy.
Homie's got a hoverboard and a time-traveling DeLorean.
Can you say dork? Come on.
That's sick.
No, he's the biggest nerd.
Freaks and Geeks is the most accurate portrayal of these people.
Super Bad is the most accurate.
Super Bad is actually That might be the realest answer.
Yeah, man. Everyone had a McLovin.
Why is your middle name Muhammad? Muhammad's the most common name in the world, you fucking idiot. Read a book.
Yep. Thank you for that question, Paul. I don't think we have any other answers.
Fucking these vampire teenagers need to look more like teenagers.
They do.
They look like teen, like if they were strippers, maybe.
Some teenagers, man.
They might be strippers. It's Listen. True. It's true.
Yes. Okay.
You would know. Tell us your darkest high school story.
My darkest high school story. Yeah. About
let me,
what?
Let me, like, you know, like what popular girl did something at a party that was the talk of the town?
I don't know if it was the talk of the town because it was kind of just like
localized within your school.
Not even that, but it was just like, well, there was a party, right? And like, there was a girl. She had an older brother.
Yeah.
Okay. She had an older brother, and she was, I guess she was at the time she was the top, whatever, top dog, yeah. Blah, blah. Her yeah. older brother.
She was the meanest girl.
She was also the hottest.
So yeah, that checks out. She was Regina, whatever her fucking name was.
Sorry. She was the hottest girl. Her friend that she was like, she was friends with the most popular of the sporty chicks.
Ooh, okay.
So the popular girl was dating the sporty chick's older brother. Anyways, they had a house party, mm-hmm. and we were all there. And then like a couple of us walked in, and they were just having sex. Like
all three of them?
No, not all three.
I was like, whoa, that's spice.
No.
Damn, that's, son.
But that's the fucked up part. Like, the sister was, she was sleeping.
In the same room?
Because they were, like, wasted, right? Yeah. So the one fell asleep, like, the sister fell asleep. And then, so the girl and then the older brother were having sex on the bed while the sister was sleeping on the floor.
Oh, and my God!
Some of us walked in because we were all just like, yo, what's going on in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, shit.
That's a Brazzers storyline. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. High school was wild.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you, those Riverdale portrayals, they can be very accurate.
Look at this hat. Do you think anybody wears this hat?
I'm weird. Unfortunately, I was not part of that, but like...
I'm a weirdo.
But you know when you're watching those shows and you see the extras in the background?
Yeah.
That's me.
You're just watching from afar?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. They do exist. Fuck, I am Azaku. I'm not the main character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
Yep.
Azakus are cool. Don't put yourself down.
Oh, man.
One of them is fast.
Fuck. I might put that on my gravestone.
What?
Turns out I was just Azaku.
So sad. That's so sad. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least it's not like your sister who wants to fucking feed everyone her dead body.
That's
or true. Whatever.
She wants to be cremated.
Yeah.
Put a light dusting on her.
On all the food at the funeral party.
Yeah, I have to film a video for saying that still.
That's gross.
You're eating me. And I'll always be in you.
Yeah, I'm not eating when your sister dies, that's for sure.
That's what you think. Who said it was going to be at that reception?
Oh, no. One day, the Anthony Vial.
Yeah. Don't worry, when you're in a nursing home.
Just into the IV drip it goes. Yeah.
I'll have a chat with your kids.
Oh, no. Terrible.
And they'll be like, what's the seasoning?
This bitch.
Yeah, okay.
Garbage.
Cool.
Terrible.
Picks of the week.
I got a lot.
Okay.
Yo. We'll start off with teaser trailers. Bomb Rush Cyberfunk.
Yes. This name.
Yeah, I know. It's made by Team Reptile. They are the Lethal League team. You remember Lethal League?
They've done something, but I don't know what it is.
No, that's the game. It's called Lethal League.
Reptile is the team. Yeah.
And the game is called Lethal League.
Okay.
They're making Parkour Jet Set Radio. I think I talked about it last year at some point, maybe 2 years ago now. Yep. But they just released another teaser, and they're aiming for a 2022 release.
Okay. So wow, that far out, eh?
Yeah, it's still pretty far out.
PS4?
No, I think PC.
PC, first? Wow, PC. 2022, okay.
So, yeah, I think the big thing here is that they showed off a new track by Hideki Naganuma, who did the Jet Set Radio Future soundtrack, and Jet Set Radio soundtrack, which every gamer loves.
Yeah.
And they try and pass off as regular music. But then I'm like, I know.
I see you.
I see you. I understand. After that, there was the Fighting Game Roundtable, I think it was called. Basically, all the Japanese fighting game developers got into a Zoom call. And they were like, hey, let's all hang out and live stream it and then talk about how we develop fighting games and stuff.
Wow.
And it was actually a pretty interesting, like, talk. A lot of them talked about netcode. You kind of saw, like, the rivalries between different systems and stuff, or different teams and stuff. Like, every single person was just like, Arc Systems, please, how the fuck did you do this netcode? Holy shit, it's so good. How did you do it? Right? And just like, it's the Sierra crew. It just worked really hard. I don't know what to tell you. But out of that came a couple of announcements. Chizuru Kagura was officially announced for King of Fighters 15, which makes the Team Sacred Treasures an official team in KOF, which is Chizuru, Iori, and Kyo.
Hmm.
So they're bringing back the 98 Classic.
Yeah.
Which, for King of Fighters fans, big deal, because I believe, canonically, Chizuru is dead.
Ah.
And I can't remember if this game is a dream match game or not.
Oh,
well, I guess, really? Wait, it's 15, so I mean, it might be. Because I think it's every three games is a dream match game, where it's just like, here's all your favorite characters from
back, yeah,
from back then, from the whole timeline, and they all exist within this one,
yeah,
section. So I guess if it's the 15th game, that is a multiple of three, so.
Okay.
So is that Samurai Showdown is getting Cham Cham?
Yeah, prehistoric boomerang girl.
Lady, just Sam Show, people will remember her as being fucking annoying. She's one of the more garbage people to fight against.
Wow, why you gotta hate?
Because I hate prehistoric jungle children.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That don't exist in the real world.
Wow, you can be canceled for saying
that. What is that? Why? Why would I be canceled?
Well, the prehistoric jungle children come after you.
I guess. So they shoot their boomerangs at me.
Yeah.
Tekken 7 got a character teaser.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They just showed a blonde female getting out of a limo and saying, I must do this for the citizens of Poland.
So who is it?
Nobody knows.
Okay.
Nobody knows who this is. I'm really hoping. Well, okay, I'm gonna Google the Prime Minister of Poland.
It's not the real Prime Minister of Poland.
But what if it is?
No, it can't be.
Who's the Prime Minister of Poland? Oh, it's a dude. Okay, it can't be the actual Prime Minister of Poland. So, who's the one Prime Minister that's super hot?
What?
Isn't there? Yeah. Is it Sweden?
I don't know. I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Hold on, I gotta look at this.
Wait,
hot prime minister.
Wow. You're gonna get Jay Trudeau.
Yeah, prime minister hot. Yeah, we're getting Jay Trudeau, baby.
That's what I thought.
Canada on the top here. There was some blonde chick. I don't remember.
All right.
So I'm hoping it's like not real life Prime Minister of Poland, but I hope the Prime Minister of Poland is the character.
Okay, interesting. So that'd be fantastic. Interesting.
After that, we have Nier Automata, or sorry, Nier Replicant version 1.22474487139 ellipses. Okay. They got a new trailer. It's longer. It's like 3 minutes, 28 seconds, showing off more of Nier Replicant. At this point, honestly, I didn't need to watch this.
Nope.
There's nothing new in here.
Mm-hmm.
Some bad English voice acting.
Mm.
And, I just want to play Nier.
Mm.
It's coming out April.
Mm.
What else was there? I'm just fucking mowing through this shit. Oh, this one was weird. So this was off of DualShockers, and it's kind of like a rumor because nobody's been able to like substantiate it. It's not that's why it's like not on like Kotaku or Polygon or any of those other stuff. But apparently Sony is reportedly, at least internally, censoring violent depictions of games violent depictions in games done to humanoid characters.
Interesting.
It was reported by DualShockers that, according to a report by GameSpark Japan, Sony is asking developers to remove certain violent depictions from humanoid characters, so like dismemberment and stuff like that. Examples were they had to make changes to the Naruto Ultimate series because one of the characters in the original, Minato Namikaze, is missing an arm in the original story, but in the final game, the arm is present. And apparently there's some internal stuff that is brewing to try and make the games less violent on their platform.
I want to believe that, but I did play The Last of Us 2.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, I just played The Last of Us 2, and this was reported 2 days ago.
Like, are they saying the violence is only for first party Sony? Yeah.
Violence is for us.
Not yeah, for you. You're not allowed. Yeah.
That would be pretty fucking hypocritical if that was the
case. I don't know if this, I could believe this, but
yeah, it is based on hearsay and based on rumor.
Yeah,
but it would be pretty interesting to hear more about it.
Okay,
though I can't really. This is nothing but a negative move in my eyes. Like, I don't like, you should allow people to make whatever game they want to make, right?
The rating system is there.
Yeah, the rating system is there for a reason. You don't have to self-censor.
Yeah.
After that is Blizz. Actually, not. I'll say BlizzCon for last. Remember the Analog Pocket?
I think so.
Remember the fucking sick-ass Game Boy that plays everything portable?
Is it back?
They are. So, not really. Not yet. But Analog has come out, official statement, and they have said that we are having more pre-orders in 2021. And just as a reminder, this is not meant to be a limited run situation. We are going to make more.
Oh, this is just first batch.
Yeah.
This was first batch. Let me see. Okay.
But what they are actually going to do, which is I think people will love, or maybe certain people will hate, but yeah. I personally love, okay, is that they are going to implement new security measures within their website by the time the next batch rolls out, which will actively fight against bots, and they will be going after resellers. So most of the Analog Pockets I've seen, I don't know actually like how much they made in the first run, but as soon as that pre-order was over, it was eBay City. Yeah. It was, check out this Analog Pocket. It's online for like 800, 900 Canadian, but if you want any of the attachments, it's like easily over 1,000.
Yeah. Which one did you say you like? The black?
I like the black one. Yeah. I really like the black one. And also, they just announced a new attachment for their TurboGrafx HD system.
Okay.
Right? And so you can play TurboGrafx games on the Pocket. Like, this thing is nuts. And it's really nice to hear that, hey, if you're an actual human being who would like to buy this without bots, we're gonna go for it. And yeah, it's just a strict warning to scalpers. Like, if they figure out, if they can link, like, an eBay account or something to a purchase, they're gonna cancel your purchase.
Yeah,
they're gonna come at you. So,
cool.
Good news on the collecting front. I really want this thing. It's fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then the last one is BlizzCon. I only really give a shit about Diablo from Blizzard.
Sure.
If you got anything from Blizzard that you want to talk about after, go for it.
Okay.
But Diablo 4, official cinematic.
Cinematic.
Yeah, they showed the Rogue class.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a thief. Mm-hmm. She can dash. She uses bows. It's a dex monkey.
That's typically the class I play. That's
typically the class. And this game looks really nice.
Okay.
But it's just a highlight reel. There's nothing about systems. There's nothing about story progression.
Yeah, there's no UI. It's just...
No UI. It's just, check out the moves we animated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give it to them. Looks nice. Looks real nice.
I beg to differ.
It looks real nice, asterisks, for an ARPG.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that. All right, fine.
But what doesn't look so nice is the Diablo 2 Resurrect.
Okay, so that doesn't look nice.
I don't think this looks nice. This
gives
me straight mobile game feel.
Okay.
It is definitely, hey, remember Diablo Immortal?
Yeah,
we took that engine and put Diablo 2 in it. Nice. Now we're selling it to you on the PC.
Nice.
Somehow, I guess to me, maybe this is my nostalgia talking, they somehow made Diablo 2 look worse. Because those sprites, still pretty nice. And you can upgrade that shit to HD. It's people have done it. Literally, there's mods out for it. And they still look pretty good. But I don't know if I care to play this anymore, because I've been playing Diablo 2 mods, like Path of Diablo, or what was that other one? The fucking soup. I forget what it was called. Diablo 2 mods.
Okay.
I'll find it. But I don't know if I want to play, like, base-ass Diablo anymore. If maybe if they put in different stuff, like...
Oh, I'm sure it's more than just a graphical overhaul.
Yeah, so far it seems like it's mainly a graphical overhaul. But I'm sure they have quality of life stuff. I'm sure, like, you'll pick up gold when you run over it now. Or, like, different skill trees or progression and stuff like that. Mm. But so far, it just looks like a pretty faithful recreation minus the graphics.
Okay.
And, yeah, I just don't... A, I don't know if I care to play base Diablo 2 anymore. And B, I'm still kind of peeved about the whole Hong Kong Hearthstone thing.
Okay.
So I don't know if I want to buy this and support them.
Okay.
But my favorite my favorite story to come out of BlizzCon is about Metallica. You hear about this?
No.
So Blizzard teamed up with Twitch to show all of BlizzCon, everything, on Twitch, right? And one of the things that Blizzard did is that they hired Metallica to do a concert.
Yeah.
Metallica, for all you boomers out there, you would know them as the people who hate Napster. They hate digital music.
Yeah.
And they do everything in their power to keep their music off the internet. Twitch had to put an audio, like a royalty-free audio song, over top of their own video on their own account while Metallica played. Because they were afraid of DMCA lawsuits.
Whoa.
So they put 8-bit folk music over top of Metallica.
I like it.
Because even though they licensed Blizzard to show all that shit on their Twitch platform, they were still unsure if they could show Metallica playing.
That's good.
That's so funny.
That's great.
It is my favorite story of this week. I highly recommend you watch the video. There is a... If you go to Rod Slasher's Twitter, it's @Slasher. He's got a tweet there with a little clip showing it. It's pretty great.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And those are all my picks from this week. I haven't been paying too much attention to the geek world this week.
Okay. Yeah, BlizzCon, the other half of BlizzCon was obviously the only thing I cared about was the Overwatch news, and there was lots and lots of stuff they had for Overwatch, except a release date, so let's move on. Sony had a couple things happening this week. Now, okay. We know there's a, as of this recording, they have a state of play tomorrow, but they also have, they also announced a couple other small items. How much have you been paying attention to the console wars?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, neither have I, except when it just shows up in my feed.
Yeah,
and like
I didn't realize console wars were still a thing. To be honest,
it's a very big game. You know, Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah,
very very console wars.
Oh, okay.
Fuel. All
right.
Because it's all like, yo, PlayStation Plus is shit.
PlayStation Plus is trending right now on Twitter.
Well, here, let me tell you something. People like to shit on Xbox because they're exclusive on PC.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, every PS5 owner has a PS5 and a super cool PC.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, they still got their exclusives. Except that they don't anymore.
What are you talking about?
PlayStation exclusives are headed to PC. As if they already have not been doing that before.
Yeah, because they did put, what's the fucking...
Horizon?
Yeah, that one. So, Cyber Dinosaur.
Yeah, so Days Gone is going to PC. It's going to be followed by... other PS4 exclusives.
Yeah.
So, listen, doesn't matter where you like to play, it looks like you play all the games you want to play.
It seems like it.
Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the point of buying my PlayStation then? They're just going to give away my games, Vince. I earn these games. I am entitled to play them on this console and nobody else can play them.
Listen, you can do that. No one's stopping you. I'm not stopping you. You do that.
No, but you're stopping me by playing it on your PC.
Listen, I'll play it on that console.
Yeah, I don't fucking get that shit. Just
who cares?
You still got it like a year early.
Yeah.
So if you really give a shit about it that much, like... Mm-hmm. And you get the physical version.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. One of the reasons to buy into the PlayStation brand has always been Gran Turismo.
Yes.
It's been delayed by a year.
Fuck.
See you in 2022.
How am I going to do my license test now?
Kazunori, what's his face?
Kazunori, what's his face? He got trapped under an exhaust system, couldn't get out.
I don't know what he's doing, man. Like, is he just... I don't know. Who cares? He said, listen, it's not coming. So, Gran Turismo 7, we'll see you never. Do you like VR?
I tried it a couple times. I did enjoy what I played, and I think it's too early.
What did you think of the PlayStation VR?
Actually, that's the only one I have not tried.
Well, don't try it now.
Why?
Because PSVR 2 is on the way. Nice. You might as well just skip to that one.
Nice.
The only caveat, you need a PS5. So you might need to want to get one of those. But
I'll get one of those eventually. I know I'm going to get one of those eventually.
Yeah, but for right now, PSVR 2, it's coming.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Be happy.
All
right. Hey, you know BioWare?
I do know BioWare.
What's the last game they made?
I don't know. Anthem. Oh, yeah. I heard about this one, too.
It's dead.
Anthem is donezo. It's gone.
And they're focusing all their efforts into Dragon Age and Mass Effect.
Huh.
So there you go.
Huh.
Speaking of Mass Effect, do you know who just teased a really cool thing?
Anthem was so much potential.
Yeah?
Man, just open world Iron Man, fly through waterfalls and shit. Man...
Yeah.
How'd they drop the ball on that? Come on.
I don't know. But yes, our favorite of the moment, celebrity dork, Superman.
Okay.
Henry Cavill, yeah. The Witcher.
Geralt
has teased he is working on a secret project.
The Witcher 2.
And it is Mass Effect related.
Is he going to play Shepard?
I don't know.
Because he shouldn't play Shepard.
No, he should not. He should not play. He should play Rex.
But... Hell yeah. That's what I was thinking. Hell yeah.
But he has posted an Instagram photo of him in his makeup seat, like getting ready to don the Geralt costume.
Yeah.
But he's holding a script that is basically the Wikipedia page for Mass Effect.
Nice.
And he's like, hashtag secret project. Will you see it? Who knows?
Oh my God.
So he's putting in the work.
Man, this guy is just a dork building PCs, being the Witcher.
Yeah.
What a fucking loser.
Fucking Superman, the biggest superhero dork. Come on.
He seems the most boring one too. Man, what a bum.
Yeah. So
every time I think of Henry Cavill, I just think of the bathroom fight in that latest Mission Impossible.
Oh yeah.
And when he like fucking cocks his arms like they're shotguns, I'm like, well, I'm dead.
Yeah, there's two great things about that scene. One, he can reload his arms.
Which is pretty fucking awesome. That seems like a superpower. And
two, if you look closely, he grows a pocket.
Oh, yeah, he does grow a pocket in that one. Yeah. He reloads the pocket.
Yeah, I mean...
The pocket is the secret.
Damn, how does he do it? This man, God amongst men. onto just, like, TV shows and stuff. Did you ever watch Rugrats?
I did watch Rugrats. I watched it religiously. I think I've seen every episode.
Same. It's coming back. It's a 3D title to Paramount Plus subscription service.
We watched a trailer for this.
Yeah.
It doesn't look so great.
Not into it.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, to be honest.
It looks like an early PS1 game.
It looks like a fucking like Five Nights at Freddy's engine.
Mm.
Like just bad CG, no textures, everything is just smooth.
Mm.
Like too much lighting.
Yeah, it's missing the lumpiness of the original Rugrats.
Also, no representation.
What are you talking about?
Who's the black girl's name?
Oh, I forget.
Yeah, nowhere to be seen. Who's Chucky's girlfriend's name?
Chucky doesn't have a girlfriend.
Or his sister, his Asian sister,
Kimmy.
Kimmy, nowhere to be seen.
But this is the start of Rugrats.
No,
they didn't add representation until after.
No excuse.
I'm glad it's a start because I hate Dill.
Hashtag woke police this
fucking
shit.
I hated Dill.
Everyone hates Dill. No one likes Dill.
Dill Pickle. What a dick.
It's kind of crazy that, like, Dill Pickle. It's kind of crazy that every time a show adds a baby,
yeah. You
know that they ran out of ideas.
Yeah.
And even in a show about babies, that holds true.
You know what I got to do? I got to download the sequel.
Oh, the teenage one where they're in high school or whatever?
All grown up?
Yeah.
I gotta download that.
Is that a review?
I don't know. I don't know how many.
Is that a series review?
I don't know if I can do that.
Is that an anime review?
Wow. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Is Rugrats anime?
No. No, it cannot.
Absolutely not.
No. The last thing is we've all been speculating what the third Spider-Man title was going to be. Mm-hmm. We knew it was home-related.
Yeah.
And thanks to the pandemic, everyone was really crossing their fingers that work from home would have been...
That would have been pretty good.
It, not gonna lie. It is not that. Damn. It's not Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
It is not... Home Alada?
Home Alada, okay.
I don't know. But it is... No Way Home.
Hmm. And are now, you sure?
I think so. I read so many ones. I don't know which one's right now. I think it's No Way Home. Okay. It's No Way Home. And I have to say there's been lots of speculation.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely opens the floodgates to, yeah, maybe he is in another universe. And that's why there's multiple Spider-Man. And maybe that's why there's No Way Home.
Maybe. Or, maybe he meets himself and he assimilates.
Maybe he dies.
You can't kill Tom Holland.
Sure you can.
Why not? Why? No, don't do that.
I'll just do it. But yeah.
It's ruthless.
So there you go. Spider-Man teaser is up. Interesting note. Only in theaters this Christmas.
That's, yeah. The only in theaters bit is the bit that got me.
Interesting.
And it's like, what? You sure? Are you positive?
Well, America feels like they're going to be on track by summer.
Well, apparently America doesn't give a shit about anything anyways. So... They're like, yeah, we had too many people, had to thin out the population a bit.
Yeah, man, you gotta just do it.
You just gotta go for it.
Yeah, man.
I guess, but
It's like all those, you know.
What are you gonna go somewhere with that?
What's that quote that Spock says? The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. So come on.
Is that Star Trek?
I think so.
I think so. All right,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. That's America.
America, baby.
And those would be all my picks this week.
Nice.
Yes. What do you want to do? What's next?
I think it's just weeks, my dude.
Okay, let's go with it.
Yeah, I just... Final Fantasy 14.
Still on that, eh?
Hell yeah.
Still doing it.
I got into Stormblood, which is the second expansion, and most notably, the Weeb expansion.
Why?
Because it is in Samurai area. You go to the Far East, to an island nation, where they fight with swords.
This is Stormblood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shadowbringers is the Death Knight edgy
shit. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the
okay.
one after this.
Okay.
And this story
mm-hmm.
is just Gundam.
Oh, it's all politics?
It is 100% politics, and instead of robots, there's just samurai. And then sometimes robots, because Magitek armor exists.
But huh. Okay.
The story is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, it is really, really good. I think I like it better than Heaven's Ward. A lot of people I've been talking to like Heaven's Ward more because it is more action oriented. You know, you're like collecting dragon eyes and
yeah.
you're in a like a cold like a fucking giant war that's been going on for thousands of years with the Nidhogg. And shit like
the Nidhogg,
yeah, the dragon Nidhogg,
okay.
The ultimate war being.
All
right, right, and everyone likes that shit because also dragoons and whatever.
Okay,
but this one it is like, you go to the Far East. Every place is an island, because you know Japan.
Yeah,
and in this samurai nation full of honor and society, it used to be run by the natives or whatever, but yeah. the empire came. It's basically the shogunate.
Yeah.
Right? The shogunate happened.
Yeah.
And they're all just like, we're the army.
Yeah.
We're so powerful. And if you do anything to like go against us, we'll kill you and your next of kin. Right? Like they're just absolutely brutal. And your whole story is that, you know, you're just a foreigner from Eorzea. Got some hookups with a trading company. And you make it there. And you know what? As the Warrior of Light, you got... This is part of your mission to create a rebellion against the Empire. To unite races from across the land. Including, but not limited to, humans and snake women.
Well.
Right? And you gotta band them all together so you can fight against the Empire. And the guy who runs the Empire is just a weeb. He's a blonde-haired, white-looking dude who, within canon, used to have the gun blades. Right? He used to...
Okay.
He used to wield gun blades. All right, let me finish. And then, one day, he picked up a piece of Far East steel. And he's like, this is superior. This is a superior weapon to the gunblade. Wow. And now he collects swords.
Oh my god.
He has a sheath that can hold 3 swords. Like, it's just like a canister.
Yes.
Like a fucking 6 CD changer.
Wow.
But for swords. And he's all like, listen, these people, they make some good swords, but they're meant to be ruled over. Oh my god. And I will use their technology to my advantage to subjugate them to my will.
Well, that's pleasant.
Not really. They've made the most comically evil, like, mini boss side villain I've ever seen. What's her name? It's like Yozudo. FF14. I forget what her fucking name is, but she's like the most evilest bitch that ever had been. Is it Yozudo?
Yozuru?
No, that's just someone's fucking character profile.
Yotsu.
Remember. I don't remember what her name
Yotsuba.
Is. Yotsuba. I found a picture. Yotsuyu. That's her name. This is like your girl, I'm going to assume.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She is just a complete asshole. She gets off on making people suffer, right? There was the one scene. We drive her off from a village. And then when she meet her next, she's like, you know, like, we went to that other village and we killed those random people and we tortured them until they cried and whatever. But there's just no fun in it. There's no stakes. There's no personality, you know? I really want to get the Warrior of Light, right? And she's just a fucking psychopath.
Well, yeah, if you got to do something, you got to be passionate
about it. You got to be passionate about it, you know? Right? Yeah, so she's...
Aim higher.
She's a little bit of a nutcase. And you're trying to find the samurai warrior, the previous king. No one can find him. Where'd he go? And you gotta help him regain his seat as the throne, as the emperor of not Japan.
Not Japan, eh?
And it's really good. They change up the maps too, so because everything is like mini islands and stuff, you can go underwater.
Okay.
So you get blessed by the sea god.
Okay.
And you can just breathe underwater like you could up on the air. All your mounts can swim. There's a lot of cool scenery and different underwater dungeons and stuff. Yeah, this game is just constantly an upward, like a linear upward line in fucking quality.
Yeah.
It's just never dipping ever. Even the in-between stuff, even the stuff in between Heavensward and Stormblood is significantly better than the in-between stuff of A Realm Reborn and Heavensward.
Yeah.
Like, Mamma Mia. It's just so good.
That much better, huh?
Good. It's so much better. It's again, I said it last week. I'll say it again. If this was the type of content I was getting when I first played that game, I never would have stopped.
Wow.
Shit's good.
It's a shame it's coming to an end.
Well, I got one more expansion. All that end stuff, and then was it Endbringer? But I don't know if I'm gonna get to that anytime soon, just because
Stormbringer?
Endwalker. Endwalker, that's it. I think the only reason I'm not gonna get to it is because of Monster Hunter, so.
Yeah, you will see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Well, that's the thing. Monster Hunter ends eventually.
Does it?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I got all the stuff. Okay, I can take a break. Right? Because that's what we did with World. So yeah. I think that's really the only game I played. I watched TJ play Dan on Street Fighter V.
Yep.
That shit's hilarious.
Hmm.
He can taunt cancel out of like any of the moves.
Is that the one that uses the 1 meter V?
No, he just, it's just a skill. He just gets it.
Oh, what?
Yeah. He can like, oh, I hit you with this move that's like unsafe. Roll back, baby. it's also was revealed that he has an infinite.
Wow.
So the joke character ain't joking around anymore. It's pretty cool. I think my favorite thing of his is that when he does his super taunt, the closer you get to the end of it, the more damage he will take from the next hit.
Yeah.
And if you let it go all the way to the end,
yeah,
it will give your opponent full super meter. And if your opponent does your super on you in that instance, is an automatic kill.
Wow.
No matter how high in life you are.
Okay.
It's hilarious. And yeah, V-Shift seems to be changing the game. I've been watching some streamers like Brian F. and Punk and stuff like that. And they've been using this V-Shift to like really cool anime moments where it's normally in Street Fighter V, it's like, oh, I have one health left. I'm not hard knocked down. He's just going to super me and I'm chipped out, whatever. Right. And then they just like V-Shift the super and does like the fucking Ultra Instinct slowdown and all that. It's a sick mechanic so far. It doesn't seem too broken, but it is definitely, it makes it so that there is no guaranteed situation anymore.
Okay.
Right. There used to be like unblockable setups with Abigail or like I just said, like the super chip, like you are dead. And like that just doesn't exist anymore unless you don't have a V meter. So it seems pretty cool. I really want to see this in like high level tournaments. I want to see like a Evo 34 moment, but with Street Fighter V V shifting. So it'll be cool.
Yeah.
And that's really been my week. I got back into school. I like fucking paper due. I have a 15-minute presentation due this week. So it's mostly school. And then occasionally I'll get in a couple quests in Stormbringers.
Stormbringer. Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. I picked up Dirt 5 because it was on sale.
Okay.
I played that.
Is it Dirt?
No.
What?
Yeah, no, it's not. I was expecting Dirt 4, but better. It's not.
Is it worse?
It's
a different game.
Yes.
Is it basketball?
No. So I guess the Dirt series is always like rally racing.
Yeah.
Right? And it wasn't Super Sim, but it wasn't Super Arcade either. Mm. Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And I think Dirt 4 was like the high point where it got to. It's like, yeah, it's got everything. And then Dirt Rally came out. And I was just like, we went all the way rally racing sim, baby.
Damn, Dirt Rally's fucking awesome.
And it is hard. So with Dirt 5, what they said is, let's go the other way.
Okay.
And it is super arcade.
Oh.
Well, it's not super
arcade. Like Need for Speed?
It's not that arcade, but it's arcade enough to be like, ah. Like, I can run into people, I can hit walls, and still come in first place.
Okay.
Like, they took out damage.
All right.
There's no rally events. As in...
At all.
Like, you know, point-to-point by yourself time? Nope, no. None.
Just all laps.
Yeah.
All circuits.
It's not... Well, some are point-to-point, but you're always racing at least 8 other cars.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And it's just... At first, I played it. I was like, you know, I don't think I like this. Like, this is not what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I played it, the more I was like, you know, it's been a while since I just played, like, a chill racing game.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun. It's not quite as hectic as MotorStorm, but it's got that same sort of appeal where it's like, you want, like, just high-octane racing that's, like, non-committal, not super tough. Like, every race is less than 5 minutes. It's fun. Okay. It's flashy. The narrators of the game is the guys at Donut Media, that YouTube channel.
Oh, nice.
And they have podcasts inside the game.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can...
Well, that's a Metal Gear Solid 4 thing.
Yeah, they have like... Yeah, they're hour-long podcasts, and they come at you like every couple...
Do I have to equip my iPod?
No.
Damn.
You can just play it.
Okay.
And it's fun. Like, it just makes me like... It just puts a smile on my face. I'm like, this is pretty cool. It's pretty
fun.
This
thing has a track editor?
And it's like... And it is so flashy, and like, let me tell you... Okay, I got this on PS5. It doesn't look like super, super like, oh my god, this is next gen.
Well, I don't think this was developed for next gen, right? This is just an upgrade.
No, this is next gen.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
This does not look like
it. But what I'll say is, you can't look at PlayStation 5 or Xbox Series X or even PC games for that matter on YouTube and be like, oh yeah.
That's fair.
Because you honestly, there is a difference when you see it in person.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see just how much is going on the screen and you remember that, oh my god, there's like all these other cars and all this shit is happening. And
snow, particle effects.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck, this game is like, it looks awesome.
Okay.
There's a part, like, and they have a transitioning time of day.
Yeah.
And so, like, it'll start at sunset or sun, and it'll go to night. And when it goes to night, it is black.
Okay.
Like, your headlights are fucking useless when it's a black snowstorm, and you're like,
This is why I always reset my rally races when I break my headlights in a night race.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, this game doesn't have damage, so it's, like, it's inconsequential, but okay. It's super fun and super cool. I think...
Seems like it has a lot of modes, though. Like, there's there is some sort of, like, off-road racing, but in a circuit. There's still Gymkhana.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. all the like, let's say, hype, cool shit yeah. that, like, I would say that this audience is going for, like, mm-hmm. the younger kids who are, like, into, like, seeing Ken Block on YouTube do some drifting, like, yeah. that's who this game is for, and, like, if I were a teenager and this game came out, I would be all over it.
Okay.
It's just that now my tastes have definitely evolved into more sim stuff, that Dirt Rally is where I'm way more, like, that's kind of the thing I want.
Okay.
But the real thing I want to talk about is this game supports adaptive triggers on the PS5. And when I built my PC, I thought, for sure, I'm going to be playing games all on
my PC.
PC.
You get a wheel.
But adaptive triggers have made it so it's like, you know what? I might not. Because the trigger situation is pretty fucking cool.
Wouldn't your... So, like, the I know the adaptive trigger thing is like, okay, if I'm going full speed and I brake real hard, then my brake trigger is, like, stiff because...
Every game does it differently. Yeah. Dirt doesn't actually do it in a way that's realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I think WRC9 does that. Like, I've read
I think Destruction Derby's All-Stars does that.
Yeah, like, I think... Yeah, like, those games have a more realistic... Dirt makes it so that it's more fun and like... action focus. So basically, mm-hmm. like, when you start the game, like, they set the resistance on the triggers to max, mm-hmm. and so it's really hard to push them.
Oh.
Like, or it's harder than normal to push them.
Yeah.
At least the accelerator is. The brake is a bit looser. But it's fun when, like, on surface, like, it's regular, but if your wheel starts to slide,
mm-hmm.
it loosens to let you know that you have no traction.
Mm.
So it makes feathering the throttle way more tricky. Because now you can't just, like...
Because you have the resistance there.
Yeah,
because
sometimes it comes in and sometimes it comes out. They also have, like... I didn't realize that the rumble on the controller is more localized. So, based on, like, what kind of surface you're going over, it might just hit the accelerator to let you know.
Oh, cool.
If you're braking and suddenly you lock up your brakes, the resistance leaves it completely.
Oh, and you're like, oh, no.
And you're like, oh, there's nothing here. But adapter triggers are pretty cool. I can't wait to see... more games actually use it.
I guess the equivalent to this, if you were to get it on PC, is if there's a wheel that has, like, adaptive pedals.
So, that's the thing. The PC wheel situation does. It's just, it's very expensive to get the pedal situation like that. On the wheels, they have force feedback, so it's real. Like, yeah. A real steering lock. And it's actually pretty affordable to get into that, but for the pedal situation,
yeah.
It's definitely, it's
the next step.
Yeah, it's like you can't just get that on a basic entry level one. That's definitely next.
But Vince, you love spending money.
Yeah, that's too focused. I don't know if I could spend that much money on a fake racing setup.
Okay, all
right. Because a part of me is just like, Vince, get a real better car.
Just get a car. Yeah. What if you bought a Nissan you can't drift in?
I know, right? Jeez. But, Yeah. So that's that game, and that game's cool. And then some other quirks on the PS5 that, like, I forgot, like, you know, it doesn't matter that this is, like, headed up in America.
Mm-hmm.
There are still Japanese quirks to the system that just piss me off.
Which are?
The system, first of all, supports 1080p
mm-hmm.
and 4K.
Nothing in between. Can I do 720?
Yeah.
Can I do 1080i?
Is that even a thing anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
My TV can support 1080i. Maybe I want to use 1080 interlace.
Wait. Can your TV do 1080p?
Yeah, I can do
1080p. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then what's the point of 1080i?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But anything from 1080p to 4K, anything in between? Nothing.
Huh. No 2K, no. Huh.
Yeah, so everybody who has, like, a gaming monitor of the moment, it's useless,
yeah.
Basically, which is ridiculous. And
except for mine. Mine's 1080 max.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about refresh rates? Does it support, like, 144 hertz and stuff?
It's 60 or 120.
That's...
So, you just deal with it.
Weird.
The other thing is, there's no friends list.
What?
You know how on the PlayStation 4, you just go to your friends, see who's online?
Yeah.
Nope.
That's, is this not supported anymore?
No, it's there. It's just buried in the thing called Game Base. Remember how they're like, gotta make parties?
Yeah.
So you have a list of recent parties.
Oh, to invite to my base?
Yeah.
To invite to my Game
Base. But like, if you just want to see who's online and what are they playing?
Yeah.
Good fucking luck.
All right.
Yeah, so... yeah, but otherwise PlayStation 5 is pretty cool. I hope to have it set up next week properly, because I bought a TV because I really want to see, well, spoilers, I had one said on this podcast along with you that I don't think resolution matters more than frame rate and stuff. Yeah. That was wrong.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay,
but the thing is, it's not just 4K, you have to have the whole thing for it to see. Like when I first saw it, 4K 120 hertz with HDR.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. I see why this is.
I understand.
You know that gap from SD to HD?
Yeah.
It's like that.
There it is.
And okay. You're like, oh. But it's just, it is. But I guess back then it was also investment to do. Like
yeah.
It was.
Yeah, you needed the right cables. You needed to like basically revamp your whole media center.
Yeah. And like back then, like you had to buy, you know, it's the same shit. You had to buy a $700 PlayStation. You have to buy
a fucking $100 cable.
Yeah, you have to buy like a $2,000 TV.
Yeah.
And then, so I guess we're there again. So yeah, because I've seen it done now and I'm like, ah, okay, I get it.
Hmm.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah.
And now it's just like, hopefully that whatever you're watching supports it.
Yeah, and like, to be honest, if you have the highest tier of Netflix,
yeah,
it does support it.
Okay.
Like, I didn't realize Netflix will give you your shit in 4K.
If you have the super ultra tier.
And it'll give you it in HDR. It'll give you it in like everything.
Oh, okay.
Because I was using it at my girlfriend's house. Mm-hmm. And she has one of those TVs. I'm just like, fuck.
This looks great.
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus. And she doesn't even have a great TV. Like, yeah. It's like a... Well, it's not that it's not great. It's just like it's not one of the super high-end ones. And I'm like, this looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So I'm pretty excited to see what that's like next week. When everything comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I've really been doing, Anthony, is last week I talked about season 2 of Attack on Titan.
Yes.
This week I'm going to talk about season 3.
Oh, I've been seeing the tweets.
Season 3 is great.
Okay.
It is the epitome of, like, season 3 is like everything. When you watch Attack on Titan, mm-hmm. I think season 3 is the full culmination of what you want that show to be. Like, it gets there and it's like, we got shit that's going on. We put you in possible situations. We have character decisions and deaths that are going to, like...
Matter
and really tear at you, the audience. You're like, fuck, I don't think I can make that choice.
Okay.
They go into the basement. Yeah.
Fucking finally.
They do it. They do all that shit. I understand when people are saying, like, Attack on Titan Season 3? Yeah, it's back. I get it. It's 24 episodes. It's awesome. You thought Levi was cool before?
I do.
He's still fucking cool. He's even cooler. And his coolest scene is actually only the third coolest thing that happens in the episode.
The third coolest thing?
Yeah.
Shit.
Because two other moments that involve lesser characters and you're like, damn, how could you top Levi?
Okay.
I can't, because they open with Levi's scene and you're like, oh, that's it for the episode.
Do I need to read this now?
And then you're like, shit, that was even cooler.
Do I need to read Attack on Titan?
But then... When they open the basement, they add a whole complexity to everything, and you're like, oh, fuck, what am I even watching
Wait, now? And the friendship wasn't in the box?
No, it was not friendship.
Oh, man.
It was family. yeah, and then you're like, oh, what is even happening anymore?
Okay, I'll read this. I'll read it.
And then, Anthony, I caught up on season 4.
Wait, you went full on whole hog. Balls deep.
Season 4 is it, man.
Oh my god.
It lives up to the hype.
Oh my god.
It is. It saved anime.
I don't want to watch anime. I just want to read.
So fucking good.
Oh man.
Let me just say one word, okay?
Okay.
Time skip.
Fuck me. Time skips are always cool.
Everything you knew about Attack on Titan flipped.
I'll read it.
And it is so awesome. And it calls into question everything you've loved about seasons 1, 2, 3.
But I didn't love season 1.
Everything you loved about the series up to this, like, consider one, like, Attack on Titan seasons 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I would say is its own little thing. Like, that's it.
Jesus.
That's it. Okay. Like, if you start at one and ended at three, you could be like, yeah, in my head, that's it. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how some people are like, Gurren Lagann, episodes 1 to 15, we're good.
That's a story.
Let's flip it. Season 4, final season. And you're like...
Really, you're going to compare it to your most favorite anime of all time and forever.
Listen, 1 to 3 was all just like Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
This is like politics on the world.
All right.
You know how... Did you like Eren?
I thought Eren was a decent character, yeah. Because like, the reason I stopped is because it was the... It's the same reason I stopped playing Wild Arms 1.
What?
So, do you ever play Wild Arms 1?
No.
There's a... When you pick the one character, I think it's the guy, the main dude. There's a... The first quest you do is they're like, hey, go into this cave and stop these zombies from destroying our town.
Yeah.
And then he does it by, like, having the wild arm. Right? Yeah. He summons the gun. And the whole town is just like... Oh, yeah, bro, I know you saved us, but also, you have the forbidden thing! Get out of here! And it pissed me off to, like, no extent. I was like, fuck this game, and I stopped playing Wild Arms.
Yeah.
I stopped watching Attack on Titan because everyone was like, bro, you saved the town. You can turn into a Titan, but bro, you saved us. But also, get into court! We're gonna kill you! And I'm like, fuck this show! I'm out of here! Right? Like, I hate this.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, Eren has the power. Eren is more or less useless through most of Attack on Titan.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, Mikasa is, like, numero uno, get shit done.
Season 4 Eren?
Yeah.
God tier.
Oh, okay. He just... He got buffed.
It is like if Shinji got in the robot and became the robot.
Oh. If, like, Shinji fully embraced the robot?
Like, instead of Shinji... Get in the robot, it is robot get in Shinji. Like, it is like wild what Eren can do.
Is this human form Eren or Titan Eren?
All Eren.
Every form of Eren. Every iteration. Super Saiyan God 4 Eren.
You know what? The guy might Ultra Instinct by the end of the series. I have no predictions.
Okay.
Yeah, it's wild. Hmm. It's good. If you're not watching, you guys should watch it.
I'll read it.
It's good.
I'll read it, and then you tell me what episodes of season 4 to watch.
Yeah, but you don't know... You're not going to see Levi and his magic.
You're talking about... I'll read it.
No, in action.
I guess.
I want to see him spin them swords.
Oh, I just hate watching anime.
I mean, then read it. You're not gonna get it.
you're not going to understand,
yeah,
bro.
Man. Yeah, man.
Ugh.
You're not going to understand.
Fucking hipster over here with your clear glasses.
Yeah. You're not going to... That helps me see.
It helps me see the quality in media.
Obviously.
In art.
I only wish the show was in 4K, but it's not.
Yeah.
Anime is 1080p like a little bitch.
So wait for the Blu-ray releases. It'll be good.
But yeah, so that's what I watched, and it was like that's basically what I do with my week. It was just Attack on Titan. It was Shinjeki no Kyokyojin.
Yeah. Eren Geki no Kyojin.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. And when you learn why it's called Attack on Titan.
Are the theme songs as good as the first one?
They sound very similar.
Yeah. It's very bombastic from what I've heard.
They're very similar. Very similar.
But like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, that was so iconic when that shit came out.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, you can ever top the original, but they get pretty close. They're pretty decent.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I skip the intros. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah. So that's Attack on Titan. It was a wild ride. I liked it a lot.
All right. Worse or better than JoJo Part 5?
Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
Oh, significantly
better. Oh, then I know you're lying. This is garbage. This is a garbage show.
Significantly
Because there's nothing better. Than playing the game of, are they gay or are they Italian?
The best, okay, I'll tell you what, there's only one good thing about JoJo Part 5.
What, which is?
The memes.
The memes are very
with
good.
With the song? And with the his piano, theme? Yeah. That is
when the piano starts playing, yeah, it's like,
that
oh,
might
fuck.
Be the best thing to come out of, like, of all anime. Yeah. Like, it works in every scenario.
Yeah,
I will admit, that is fantastic.
Fantastic memes from a fantastic show.
I did not say the source material is fantastic.
Vincent Sanchez 2021.
What? You're just going to take my quote and black out the things you don't.
I'm sure at some point you said the words great show anime and I can just stitch them together with ellipses.
Wow. Yeah, so go watch Attack on Titan, everybody. It's so awesome.
Disgusting.
It's so awesome. I just, now that I'm caught up, I have to wait week to week like everyone else.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling with some of my manga right now.
But
I caught up on, yo, man.
What?
Actually, so I read the latest chapter of Fire Force.
Yeah.
This, okay. I'm just going to show you a panel.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you any context for what is happening.
Let me put my glasses.
And there's no dialogue, all okay. right? And when I show you this, this is official Fire Force manga. Okay? I'm going to, you ready?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Fire Force has gone off the fucking walls.
What is that? What?
Yeah.
They printed that?
That's a real manga page right there, my friend.
What?
Fire Force has gone bonkers.
Okay.
And I want to see how they animate this. And anyone who's read chapter 255 of Fire Force, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. That's,
they've done some wild ass shit in this show.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so ready.
Okay. Sure.
That's been some wild shit. Also in Horimiya.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Horimiya.
Mm.
I got to the part where the girl gets sick.
Ah.
So I think they did switch around some of the story.
Oh, so you didn't... Oh, because I haven't talked about this week's episode.
What happened?
Spicy.
Spiciness? I think I'm on the verge of spice.
So spicy.
I think I'm on the verge of spice. There's like some dude...
Hot tamale.
And he's all like, I don't want to lose our friendship. And there's like some new guy from his like old school... Who came in?
Him! Yeah. Yeah, they did switch it because they introduced him early in the anime.
So I think they switched it up. They just introduced him recently.
Yeah, but it was. Is it spicy? No, maybe not spicy. Let's just say it was just the most like, man. If you ever been like, man, I just want to find someone to love. Mm-hmm. This episode will make you do that. Make you cry.
Interesting.
You'll be like, fuck. Okay. Right. But anyways, there you go. That's it for us, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
So. Was it a compact episode or was it equally as long?
It was about an hour.
All right. It's like a little bit compressed.
Yeah, there you go. So anyways, watch Attack on Titan.
Yeah, and read Fire Force.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.